From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Diode in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Diode was a heron, tall, still, and patient, who stood in the middle of the wire like a gate across a stream. He wore a single arrow on his chest, always pointing the same way, and he took his one rule very seriously. "This way," he'd say, nodding downstream, letting the current of electrons stroll right through. "Not that way," he'd say to any electron that tried to come the other direction, and he'd close the gate flat and let nothing pass. The newer parts found him a little strict. "Why only one way?" a young wire asked. "Wouldn't it be nicer to let everyone through both directions?" "Nicer," said Diode. "Not safer. Some circuits only work if the river runs the right way round. My whole job is to make sure it does."
Here is what Diode knew. Current is supposed to flow in one direction around a loop, out from the source, through the parts, and back. Most of the time it behaves, but some sources and some mistakes can send the current backwards, reversed, running the wrong way through parts that were only ever built to take it forwards. And backwards current is trouble. A motor that spins the wrong way, a part that fills when it should empty, a battery that gets charged when it should be resting, until it swells and leaks. The circuit didn't need more current, it needed the current going the right way, and nothing else on the line could tell forwards from backwards. Only Diode could. One day, it happened. Someone connected a source the wrong way round, and the whole river tried to reverse. A great backwards push, shoving against the flow, heading straight for a delicate little part that would have been ruined by even a moment of it. The other components didn't notice. Current was current to them. But Diode felt the push come from the wrong side, felt it lean against his gate. He did not waver. He did not think, well, maybe just this once. He held his one arrow firm, closed the gate flat, and let nothing through. The backwards river hit him and simply stopped, blocked, turned away at the gate. Not one reversed electron reached the delicate part behind him. An old owl repairman came to check the circuit and found the delicate part perfectly safe. He looked at Diode, standing calm with his gate still closed against the wrong way push, and he nodded with real respect. "He held the line," the owl told the others. "A Diode is a one-way gate. Current forwards, it walks right through, no trouble. Current backwards, blocked completely. He looks strict, that firm, not that way, is exactly what saved this little fellow behind him from a reversed river." He gently corrected the source, and the current settled back into its proper direction, and Diode, sensing it run true again, opened his gate and let it flow. "See," said the owl, "he's not against the current. He's for it, going the right way." Diode returned to his tall, patient stillness in the middle of the wire and felt the quiet, grounded steadiness of a creature who is sure of his one rule. He would never be the flashiest part. His whole life was a single arrow and a single firm word. This way, not that way. But there was a deep calm in it, the peace of knowing that his steady, unglamorous no to the wrong direction was what let everything downstream run safe and true. Holding the gate wasn't stubbornness, he understood now, and neither was it lonely. It was a kind of care that only looked like strictness. And standing watch, arrow forward, felt not rigid, but restful, the settled ease of a heron who knows exactly which way the river should run. And standing his patient watch, he felt a warm and gentle calm settle all through him, the quiet, steady contentment of a creature who is at peace with his one firm, loving rule, and glad of it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Diode. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.